Good evening for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry. U.S.-Cuba relations were officially restored with the reopening of the Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. and the U.S. embassy in Havana. It was back on January 3, 1961, that President Eisenhower severed diplomatic relations with Cuba. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez in Washington, pointing to Cuba's blue, red, and white Lone Star flag, said, "After 54 years, we are reopening a permanent mission in Washington with the same flag that hung all those years ago."
Gracias a la conducción firme y sabia del líder histórico de la Revolución Cubana, Fidel Castro Ruz, a cuyas ideas siempre guardaremos lealtad suprema.
Rodriguez evoked the memory of José Martí, who warned against the U.S. excessive craving for domination. "We've been able to make it through the last 50 years," he said, "because of the wise leadership of Fidel Castro, leader of the Cuban Revolution, whose ideas we will always revere." Rodriguez warned that Cuba moves towards normalization of relations without any interference with the nation's independence. And he criticized the U.S. for holding on to Guantanamo, the U.S. naval base in Cuba, where the American military continues to hold terrorist suspects.
Solo la eliminación del bloqueo económico, comercial y financiero que tanto daño y privaciones ocasiona a nuestro pueblo, la devolución del territorio ocupado en Guantánamo y el respeto a la soberanía de Cuba darán sentido al hecho histórico que estamos viviendo hoy.
Rodriguez said only the lifting of the economic and commercial and financial blockade, which has caused so much harm and suffering to our people, the return of occupied territory at Guantanamo, and the respect for Cuban sovereignty will lend some meaning to this historic event to which we bear witness. The Cuban foreign minister met in Washington with Secretary of State John Kerry, who will travel to Havana August 14th to preside over a flag-raising ceremony over there. Rodriguez was the first Cuban foreign minister to set foot in the State Department since 1958. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.